ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Here on The Key and on behalf of IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations on this most auspicious and happy day, because as you know, today marks the anniversary of the birthday of the daughter of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the sister, the noble sister of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Lady Zainab. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at some of the virtues of this most noble lady. What are the question that we want to address today is then, what are the virtues of this noble lady in the light of the hadith? In fact, there are many hadiths which have been narrated regarding the virtues of the Lady Zainab. As you know, she doesn't fall under the category of the 14 infallibles. She doesn't technically fall under the category of any of the 14 infallibles. These are limited to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Lady Fatima, and the 12 Imams. But she is, nevertheless, many virtues have been transmitted regarding her. And this indicates the fact that if she wasn't an infallible, her station and her proximity to Allah was very close to that of the infallibles. For example, in one hadith, it's been narrated that one of the Imams alayhi salam described the Lady Zainab salamullah alayha as a knowledgeable person, a knowledgeable woman who had not been formally taught by anybody. This kind of is an allusion to the fact that she had been given a type of God-given knowledge on behalf of Allah. And this in itself is a very high virtue. It indicates the fact that she was directly instructed and given a certain type of divine knowledge, on behalf of Allah. And it's also been narrated in one very beautiful hadith that when she was a young child, she and her brother, the great Abu al-Fazl al-Abbas, both of them were sitting on the lap of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And she asked her father whether the Imams loved their children or not, to which he replied, "Yes, of course. We do love all of us love our children." Then she asked, how could it be that this could be so when you, at the same time, you love Allah? And it's been in the Quran, it says that no single human being has been given more than two hearts in his breast. To which the Imam was very surprised that this young child could be aware of such a matter, and he became very happy, and he embraced his children and both of them, and he responded to them. This indicates the fact that these personalities who were not technically infallible, they had arrived at and achieved a very high level of proximity to Allah and had been given a very great knowledge and wisdom. And thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Zainab in the light of the hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
ربنا يا ربنا يا حي يا قيوم نور قلبنا.